Senior lecturer in education futures at UniSA, Dr. Sarah Hatem, has been recognised by the governor in a ceremony recently for the work she does for Adelaide women's homelessness charity, Catherine House. She joins me now. Hi, Sarah. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Your grandmother, our very own Shirley from Murray Bridge, is very proud. She told me about the award. She speaks very highly of you and all of your achievements. So what does this recognition mean to you?
Well, the most important work that I do in my role as a lecturer. So we offer a pathway programs at UniSA College for students from all diverse walks of life, and being able to work directly with women who are recently homeless and support them on a pathway through into education and then employment that's, you know, rich and fulfilling is the highlight of my year. And to have this recognition of the relationship that I've built with Catherine House over 7 years, also with my colleague, Dr. Snezhana Bilic, who co-facilitates the program with me, to have the recognition and also to be amongst other amazing women who have volunteered and supported the clients of Catherine House was just a really special night.
Yeah, absolutely. And the award itself is called the Catherine McCauley Award. Do you know much about the woman behind that name?
I do, actually, yeah. So she was born in Dublin in 1778. She used her inheritance from an Irish couple she had served for 20 years to build a large house of mercy. So she established the Sisters of Mercy, where she and other women provide shelter for women who are homeless. She was a trailblazer, a woman ahead of her time, and she saw education as a way out of poverty for women who had very few options other than destitution, marriage, or living on the streets. She was one of the first women to establish Catherine House.
Right, of course. Makes sense. Her namesake. Yeah. Right. So what attracted you to being with this organisation to volunteer your time for the past 7 years?
It's my strong commitment to women's empowerment, to support women who have experienced some disadvantage or obstacles in life. And that could be from being in a domestic violence situation, could be mental health, you know, a whole kind of range of reasons that women do find themselves homeless, and for me to be a part of that transformation that they experience really does just connect with, you know, my endeavour to make a positive contribution to women.
And as an expert in education, I'm sure education is so integral to empower women.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And to have further education, to attain a tertiary qualification as well, can be life-changing, you know. So, you know, university doesn't have to be for everybody, and but the life changes that can occur through achieving tertiary education, as I said, are transformational.
Are you able to give us any examples of some of the journeys that you've seen women undertake from having done that sociology course with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So many women will start with us and lack confidence in themselves, you know, having experienced long-term, let's say, domestic violence situation where their confidence has really been undermined in that relationship. Definitely thinking that they're not smart enough to go to university, to then discover that they are actually very intelligent and capable of not only finishing the course with me, so the course that we run is a 10-week sociology course, but then to go on and complete a degree that is, as I said, is life-changing for them. There's been a number of women who, I guess, the common thing there is that lack of confidence, and that they are able to build that independence and build a new life.
Fantastic. With us on the line is Dr. Sarah Hatem from UniSA, who's received an award for the work she does with charity Catherine House. Yeah, so tell us more about the sociology course and how people can qualify for it.
Yeah, so we actually do outreach with the Catherine House and Zara Foundation. So we offer it to both organisations, which means that we go along and we talk to the clients. And Catherine House run a fantastic women's empowerment program called My Time, and that's run by Sharon Stewart, and Zara Foundation run a fantastic, also women's empowerment program that is run by Catherine Sarah. And we head along to the outreach and we talk with their clients about enrolling into our program. But separate to that, anyone can enrol into UniSA College through SATAC. So it is, as I said, a pathway into university, and the sociology course fits as part of our program overall.
Brilliant. Oh, that sounds lovely. And you've got quite a strong family, a family of strong women as well. So I'm sure your mum and your grandmother, Shirley from Murray Bridge, who we love here at 5MU, have been a real inspiration for you as you've come of age and become an education leader in the state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the resilience and strength that Nan has shown, and then, you know, also my mum has been a really significant role model for me in my life, and contributed to my dedication to improving women's outcomes as well.
Oh, so lovely to talk to you today, Sarah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.